Ask somebody else.
Okay, so you say, so then you went and...
Ask somebody else.
And say, you're the second person who's...
That asked me that.
Or who has?
Asked.
Okay.
Me that.
And you say, those boys get mad and what?
Fight.
And yesterday they...
Fought.
And ever since they were small, they have...
Fought.
And the part of the tree that grows under the ground...
It's a root.
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Sassafras, well, no, that's not necessarily a root of sassafras tea.
When would people take sassafras tea?
Oh, I don't know. I never did take any. I've just heard of it. I don't even know what they used it for, but I do know there are some roots that they did use, but I don't remember enough about it to be able to tell you any of them, Bob.
The kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Maple.
What would you call a big group of those? Growing together?
Maple orchard, I guess.
And what different kinds of trees grow around here?
We have pine, oak, gum, pecan, walnut, hickory nut. Ash, poplar, willow. Persimmon.
A tree that's got long white limbs and white scaly bark you can peel off.
Sycamore.
And the kind of tree George Washington cut down.
Cherry tree.
And this is a tree, it's sort of the symbol of the South. It's got big white flowers.
Magnolia.
And kind of bush or shrub, the leaves turn bright red in the fall. It's got clusters of berries on it.
Holly. No, but that wouldn't be...
The leaves turn red.
No, the leaves turn red. Well, your dogwood, some of those turn red and have clusters of berries on. Not all of them, but some of them do. That's not what we're looking for, is it?
What about sumac or
shumac?
Shumac.
Huh? Shumac. Shumac's what we'd say it was.
Okay.
Shumac.
And kind of a flowering bush or shrub. It's got pink and white flowers on it. It blooms in late spring.
Pink and white.
I think it's related to azalea, but it's...
No, we're not talking about camellias or japonicas, are we? They usually bloom in the early.
Well,
earlier.
Do you ever hear of spoonwood or spoonhunt or laurel or rhododendron?
Now, laurel. We have what we call a mountain laurel here.
What is that?
Which is a wild plant. It makes little clusters of bloom that look similar to an azalea. Rhododendron is not a plant that you find in this area much.
What's the difference between rhododendron and mountain laurel?
They say they're very similar. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of berries do people get around here?
Well, we have blackberries and dewberries and huckleberries, strawberries.
What about a berry? I don't think it grows here, but it's got a rough surface. Some of them are red and some are red and black. Starts with an R.
Raspberries.
Does that grow here?
No, I'm not familiar with those at all.
And if you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were, you tell someone, you better not eat those. They might be...
Poison.
What kinds of bushes or vines would make your skin break out if you touch them?
Oh, poison oak, poison ivy. Excuse me, just. Frisco. No, he wasn't my, He wasn't by her about that car about 11 o'clock. Yeah, you keep on, you're not going to see him.